it's time for Toker Talk Radio, the voice of the marijuana nation.
What are you people? On dope?
Where you can toke.
I inhale.
Or you can talk.
I experimented with marijuana and didn't inhale.
Or you can toke and talk.
10 federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
While we talk about toke on Toker Talk Radio.
So by the way, when it comes to pot, you know, if you're 40 years old, you live in a log cabin in Oregon, you got 12 giant pot plants in your backyard. Have a ball.
Live from beautiful Portland, Oregon at Rolla J Studios.
Cannabis.
Plus your calls live at 971-533-7111.
They're walking on their pants with their cap on backwards, listening to the Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
Gateway theory doesn't work. It's a reality.
Holland, is it real? Don't tease me.
We're locking up people that take a couple of puffs of marijuana, and the next thing you know, they got 10 years.
And now, here's your host, the guru of ganja graphics, the sultan of sativa statistics, and the worst nightmare of a reefer mad prohibitionist. A polite, perspicacious, productive pothead with a propensity for PowerPoint. Radical Russ Belville.
All right, good day, Turfers and Tokettes. Welcome back, non-toking lovers of liberty. It's the Russ Belville Show's Hour 2, Toker Talk Radio, where we let down what's left of my hair and enjoy and speak by, for, and about the cannabis community, whatever might be happening. And joining us in the studio today, we have two fantastic guests. You know Jenny Ray McGee. Hi, Jenny Ray.
Hello, Russ. You can use some of my hair if you'd like.
I can use some of
it. I have a little bit of extra hair, and you can use some of it. It'll be curly, but you can
I've never had... Well, I did have curly hair once. I did get a perm once.
Did you have a mullet?
I've had every yes. ridiculous hairstyle a man can wear and be in a rock band.
Man, mullets. Those are a thing.
I'll find you my mullet picture.
Yes,
also deal. Joining us in the studio of Jordan. Hi, Jordan.
Hello. Good to be here.
I'm so glad you're here. And we'll learn more about what's going on with Jordan and Jenny Ray. But we've got a caller on the line from the 951 area code. So let's get to the phones. How you doing, 951? What's on your mind? Hello, caller? You're on the air, caller. And now you are not. So let's go back to Jordan. Hi, Jordan. Let's meet Jordan.
Hello.
What do we need to know about Jordan?
I don't know. What do you want to know?
Jordan likes dinosaurs.
I love dinosaurs.
Who doesn't like dinosaurs?
Jordan has really colorful hair.
Yes, yes.
I'm a colorful person.
Jordan's a very colorful person. She's a great mom. That's something to know about Jordan.
Okay.
And I think that's right. That kind of covers it.
Lives
in Kansas.
Kansas.
Kansas. Okay, so let's
talk about that as much as you want.
There's our important detail. But now my caller is trying to call back. Let's give her caller one more chance. 951 area code. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey Russ. Sorry for the drop call. This is Mike Harris from Human Solution.
Oh yes, Human Solution International. Always good to hear from you. What's happening? What's the latest?
Okay, I'd just like to talk about Shauna Banda.
Yeah.
On March 24th, she contacted Joe Grumbine and told her story of what was going on in Garden City, Kansas. And so our media team got on it, and April 10th, we released a press release, and within 2 weeks, the story had been picked up by 144 news agencies. And there's some really good ones by Reason Magazine, Bradley Balco of Huffington Post, Ben Swan, Barry Donegan broke the story. So that really helped. To date, there's probably been over 244. After June 5th, when Garden City announced that they were pressing charges, 44 newspapers in Kansas carried the story over Associated Press wire. Mm-hmm. Now, this city is a population of 27,000 people. 2 weeks after a major news stories broke, which probably scared the hell out of the little bird there in Kansas, they decided to bring President George W. Bush in to speak at their town. What's unusual is he's only spoken there once before, and it's the only person that has ever spoken in Garden City. what isn't unusual is the money that brought him there to quell all of this spin that was going on that was making their city sound like a bunch of child stealers. And that was Cecil O'Brate. And he is a multi-billionaire with money in banks and oil. Hmm. So they pretty much, she's got Kansas versus Shona Banda. And the money interests and all the Chamber of Commerce, the city council, are all members of the Republican Club and also are interrelated with the Chamber of Commerce mm-hmm. that brought him there.
Wow.
So it's kind of a stacked deck.
Well, how much of an effect is this having, actually, though?
The president appeared, the news organization in Garden City took a picture of the president posing with the officer that arrested Shona Banda, Officer Chase. Hmm.
Now, but does this have any...
put it in the newspaper.
Is this having any practical effect, though? Because, I mean, you're getting so many news stories about the Shona Banda case, and, you know, the latest poll I saw from Fort Hays State University showed 2 out of 3 Kansans support medical cannabis.
Yes, they do.
So is it really... Is their PR offensive having any effect?
Well, it might be circling the wagons, more likely.
I see. So we also reported today how Shona, the charges came down, including possession with intent to distribute, manufacture, child endangerment. What's the current status with her child? Is the child being looked after? Is he okay?
Well, from what I understand, the child has now been placed back with the father temporarily. So it's with a family member, but... I guess that has a lot to do with what the social services or the Department of Families and Children in Kansas have to say on it.
Mm.
Today, Ben Swan released a newspaper article, well, not newspaper, print is dead, online article by Barry Donegan again, and it's an exclusive interview with Shona Banda. And so if anybody's interested, go to Truth in Media and see what she had to say about that as well.
Yeah, I read that article while I was preparing for today's story, and it's really good to hear from her. And she sounds unbowed. She sounds like she's willing to fight, and I think she's got a GoFundMe account set up for people to help her out with that.
Yes, she does.
And with Human Solution, you guys are working on cases like these all over the country and around the world. I want to let everyone know the website, thsintl.org. That's the Human Solution International, the abbreviation intl.org. And you can learn more about Shauna's case and others, I'm sure.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in and filling us in some of the details. Anything else you need to tell our audience before we cut to break?
Well, let's just everybody just try to chip in, and whatever anybody can do can make a difference in ending prohibition. Don't think that you're just one person and someone else will do it, because things just don't happen that way, because the powers that be will not grant civil rights. Civil rights have to be won by the population.
I hear you. Thank you so much for your call. Appreciate that. Check out thsintl.org for the Human Solution. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Sir, do you think there will or should come a time for us to discuss the possibility of legalization, regulation, and control of all drugs, thereby doing away with the violent criminal market as well as a major source of funding for international terrorism? Thank you so much for your time, Mr. President.
Well, I think this is an entirely legitimate topic for debate.
Name the time and place, Mr. President. Radical Russ has been prepping for this debate full-time since 2005. The Russ Belville Show.
.420 Radio, your ticket to the High Times Cannabis Cups.
.420 Radio is brought to you by Sacred Serum, who is focused on creating elegant and sophisticated cannabis solutions through its line of dispensers and vaporizers that come preloaded with the world's finest cannabis concentrate. Sacred Serum's concentrate is made on pharmaceutical-grade supercritical CO2 extraction machines that use absolutely no butane or other toxic chemicals. The Vesica, the company's innovative new way to dab and frost, is now available in dispensaries across California. Sacred Serum, elegance and sophistication concentrated.
Hey, I'm Herb Thrasher, host of the Herb Thrasher 4-Hour live every Friday night at 8 Pacific. Tune in for 2 hours of metal marijuana mayhem featuring exclusive interviews with the latest bands, highlights of live shows, and the latest in marijuana news. It's the Herb Thrasher 4-Hour Friday nights at 8 p.m. at 420 Radio, or catch the replay on Saturday nights.
Come join the fun at the CannaCon Expo, the nation's largest cannabis marketplace for products, services, and ideas. CannaCon is where the cannabis industry does business. CannaCon is coming to the Colorado Convention Center in downtown Denver, kicking off Thursday, June 11th through Saturday, June 13th. Tickets are on sale now at CannaCon.org. That's CannaCon, CannaCon.org. If you're looking for the best deals on growing gear and the most innovative products in the market, don't miss CannaCon. CannaCon will provide you with the opportunity to meet and do business directly and most affordably with the grow gurus and suppliers. CannaCon seminars are designed to be informal, open, and an educational conference where growers, processors, retailers, suppliers, and consultants can frankly discuss issues that impact this thriving industry. Don't miss CannaCon coming to the Colorado Convention Center June 11th through Saturday the 13th. Tickets are on sale now at CannaCon.org.
Back. That's Don Redman and his orchestra with Chant of the Weed. That's right, your grandparents were listening to weed music.
It's great. It's really great.
We got Jenny Ray in the studio.
Hello.
And her friend Jordan's in the studio.
Yeah. I'm Jordan, ready to talk.
Jordan from Kansas. And yes. Jenny Ray is the proverbial dragster at the starting line waiting for those yellow, green.
Ready.
So yellow, green.
Right now?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So, I love it. Okay. So I am a very bold person. I feel like
what?
You all know. Yeah, really. And I talk to everybody and anybody I can. So this weekend, I met this guy named Hamid. And Hamid starts telling me this amazing story about this 14-year-old girl named Allie.
Okay.
So I'm going to share this story with you.
Okay? The story of
yes.
Allie.
So Allie was diagnosed with cancer when she was 2 years old. And she beat it when she was 2 years old. And then she got it again at 8 years old. And she beat it at 8 years old. And then she has it again now and she's 14 years old. We know that cannabis cures cancer, right? That's a known fact.
Cannabis causes apoptosis in THC cells.
Right. So Allie is, because she's under the age, cannot get a medical card. So the only way that she is allowed to get her cannabis is if she goes through the traditional route of medicine.
Now, this is a medical card in Oregon?
Yes.
Because we do have minors on the program, but it's more difficult to get on.
Difficult.
So
yeah.
So she can't find one that will...
Yeah. Right.
Recommend. Okay.
Yeah. And they say that she has to try all the traditional pharmaceutical routes.
Try these poisons first.
Yes.
And if they don't work, we'll give you some herb.
Yes.
Or if they don't kill you in the process.
Right. Yeah. If they don't kill you in the process. Right.
So Friday, they told her family that she was all done with chemo and they were excited to start the next steps, you know, to get to those recommendations. Well, today they go in and they get news that not only are they decided to start a new 1-year treatment plan, but this 1-year treatment plan includes her having surgery every 3 weeks on top of taking pills twice a day, which are chemo pills. So she has to do this for another year, according to them.
Wow.
So I was
before cannabis.
Before cannabis, gotcha. Right? Or
surgery every season.
Yes. Or if her mother decided to go against that and just be like, I'm going to do what I feel is best for my child, her mother could face 10 years
right.
in federal prison.
Child endangerment.
Right. So I, the other day, again, because I'm bold, I watched a guy outside of Fred Meyer fight a tree and yell at nothing, and it was fairly entertaining.
Welcome to Portland.
It was great, actually, and he was in an orange jacket, and I was like, wow, this is great. So the cops come, and I'm sitting there because I tried to get out my phone and take video because I wanted it to go viral, but the lighting wasn't right, and I didn't want to get out of the car. I felt like I would endanger myself to get better lighting, you know, and then I felt like if I moved...
Someone pulls a gun, maybe we'll get out of the car.
You know? But, you know. Yeah. So, I mean, I am a journalist at heart. I want to know and bring information to people.
Okay.
So I'm sitting there, and I was going to, you know, pull off when the cops come, and instead, like, this cop pulls up, so I can't like leave without like backing up and drawing a lot of attention to myself. So I sit there and watch because that's like live cops, you know? Right. I love that
right.
show.
Okay.
Okay, great. I love cops. Okay, so the guy, like, they don't arrest him or anything like that, and the guy like meanders off and he's gonna go find another corner to yell at. So I'm seeing these cops stand there, and I just out of curiosity wanted to know what their opinion on cannabis was. So I get my business cards and I open the door and I'm like, hey, hi, you know, like hands up, don't shoot, whatever. So I'm like, hey, I'm like, so just out of curiosity, you know, I'm a journalist for 420 Radio, and I was just wondering what your opinion on cannabis was. But that was after I gave my whole speech of I cured myself and all of that. And this one cop says, well, you sound highly educated. I wanted to be like, yeah, because my high school diploma's getting me, you know what I mean? Like, he assumed that I had like a college degree or something just in the way that he said it. And I was like, what was that word?
Autodidactic.
Thank you. That is too many syllables. So I ask him, and this cop, because there are three of them, and this like oldest cop says, well, in my opinion, for the 1% of people that actually need it, it's great. But for the 99% of people that just use it recreationally to get high, it shouldn't be legal for. And I'm like, it could have went bad really fast. And so I was like, thank you for your opinion. Like, have a great day. But in my mind, I'm like, you know what? It's actually 99% of people need cannabis. We have more cannabinoid receptors in our body than we do have dopamine receptors. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like, so we need it. And you're going against you know what I mean? Like, that's factual information. So you're saying that only for people that need it. Well, then we as a species need it. And whether you're using it to medicate yourself because you're in pain, because you have... I know a person who has bipolar, and I promise you I wouldn't be around them unless they're smoking. But when they're smoking, hey, we're hanging out in a room together. How you doing? You know what I mean? Like, So cops think that it should be legal for people that need it. Well, then it needs to be legal for everybody.
There you go. And, you know, there's I'm not one that says all use is medical, because I've had some pretty non-medical uses. I've gotten myself to the point where I was puking.
We've all had our...
So, like understand moderation in all things, but also understand that this is, you know, I have this feeling that there is more out there in the natural kingdom that is going to be of benefit to us. And that's where we should be looking first for our solutions. And then look to the medical pharmaceutical factory stuff.
I'm on vitamins, beetroot, and you know what I mean? Cannabis. And Jordan can tell you, okay? Mm-hmm. Jordan is the first person that's seen me from Kansas. Mm-hmm. And I picked her up at the airport at 10:15 this morning. And I took her to Piddick Mansion because I think that's what can make somebody fall in love with Portland in one glance. Cool. Mm-hmm. So I took her there. And as soon as I get out of the car, I ran. And Jordan was like, oh my goodness. And and I asked her like later on, and I was like, Jordan, do I look physically different? And what did you say?
Yeah, absolutely. You look so much different. Even in Kansas, when you would be well rested, it was like you were tired, you know, like you would be leaning on things, and it's like your skin just like you can see energy. And by the way, also, you look really toned, and thanks for making me feel bad about that. I'll get on that.
No, you told me that my walk was different.
Yeah, you walk totally different. The only time that it even like looked different was when you were going down some stairs and I was like looking at you, and it was like you kind of twisted your foot a little bit, and I was just like, what are you doing? It was almost like it was out of habit.
It is.
Because you were like perfect, and it was kind of crazy just to see it like flip like that. So
and
quick.
My physical therapist said that the hardest part about what I'm doing is not teaching your body how to work properly, but it is unlearning what you've done for the last 23 years. Like, sure. How do you teach yourself new habits and untrain your body to do something. That's not a word, but we're trying. Sorry, it's Monday.
It is Monday, and we'll keep this conversation going with Jordan and Jenny Ray. I feel like we're in one of those like Kardashians where everybody's named with a certain J, because my first name is John. So there we go.
That's the J and J show. I told you that's why it's gonna work. J, J, and J.
There we go. I like that. Like that attitude.
Come and see the violence inherent in the system. Help! Help! I'm being repressed.
Yeah, the people in Kansas are being repressed. We'll talk more about Kansas, Shauna Banda, and these two young ladies and how Kansas fits into their world as well. But it is 4:20 here in the Pacific time zone, and under our union regulations, we're required to take a mandatory safety break. Ladies, let me explain how to light that bowl safely. We'll be right back.
Four 20 Radio, turning red states and blue states green. Oregon has joined Washington and Colorado in legalizing marijuana. We're Portland Normal, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws chapter in Portland, Oregon. Join us as we celebrate the launch of an exciting new era in marijuana freedom in Oregon. Our job has just begun. Powerful interests want to white out the most important portions of Oregon's legalization law. By joining Portland Normal, you add your voice to the thousands who voted for Measure 91 and want it to be implemented as written. The people have spoken. Now it is time for the legislature to obey the will of the people. Find out more about Portland Normal at portlandnormal.org. Attend our monthly membership meetings on the fourth Saturday of the month. See our website for more details. Portland Normal, ensuring responsible adult marijuana consumers are afforded the same rights, privileges, and responsibilities as beer drinkers. The Fingerboard Extension has fretted instruments to enhance your creativity. It has new and used guitars and banjos from beginning to high class. The Fingerboard Extension has National Resophonic, Husson Dalton, Larrabee, Heritage and Recording King guitars, and Mike Ramsey, Wildwood, Gold Tone, and Recording King banjos. The Fingerboard Extension also has drum stuff, used gear, and parts. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension, downtown Corvallis, Oregon at 120 Northwest 2nd, or check out the inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com and reverb.com. This is Radical Russ encouraging you to take a look at the Weed Blog every day. Johnny Green and the staff at the Weed Blog are on top of all the latest developments in the fight to end marijuana prohibition nationwide. You can even get the Weed Blog on your smartphone by installing the Weed Blog app for iPhone and Android. If it's about weed, it's on the Weed Blog, including my original writing. So don't delay, read the Weed Blog today.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Roots Monday, featuring the blues, country, folk, and jazz music that birthed the modern sounds we enjoy today. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tunes.
Welcome back, everyone. Time for our Daily Toker Tunes. Joining us by our phone line, we've got Bacon Dan on the line. How you doing, Dan?
Oh, man, what a hell of a week it's been for me, man, let me tell you.
Been a great weekend. Tell us, and by the way, you're telling Jenny Ray and Jordan, who are in the studio with us today. Say hi, ladies.
Hi. Hello. I also want you to know I love bacon a lot, okay?
Like, well, I'm very glad to hear that.
It's a religion almost.
So, Dan, what's been happening for your weekend, man?
Oh, well, unfortunately, my time at Apple has come to an end.
Oh, no!
It was due to some bullshit. Basically, someone overheard me giving advice about how to help an ailing family member with medicine and bullshit politics.
Were you telling the truth and stuff?
Oh, I know. Yeah, actually, I was.
Dang it. You can't tell the truth, man. That's not... This corporate America, man. I mean,
I know.
How could a company founded by a guy who smoked weed and dropped acid possibly have you talking about medical cannabis?
That would be irrational.
Okay, man. So, what's on the horizon for you? What are you gonna do?
Got a few. Actually, been interviewing like crazy since it happened. Got a couple things in, a couple plugs in the fire, waiting to see what's going to happen. On a good note, the long drought of not being in a relationship has finally ended for me.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you, thank you. So 5.5 years. That was a hell of a haul for me.
But, well, nobody can accuse you of playing the rebound.
No, that's definitely right. And she is very much a fan of the herb. I'm actually bird sitting her pet bird right now while she's taking care of some family business down in Texas.
Oh wow! All right. So another red state refugee.
Yes. Actually, very much, and she's looking forward to coming into the studio and meeting you as well.
Come into the studio. It's turning into Party Central here.
Man,
pretty
it's
much.
A great time.
It's the best party ever.
It's a wonderful time.
So, Dan, also had to thank you on the air for your recommendation of, what was it, the Urban Hopworks? Was that out on Powell?
Oh, yes, the Hopworks Urban Brewery, fully sustained brewery on Powell. It is fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Runaround reminds us that Steve Jobs wanted to use pot to help with his illness, but was afraid he would get kicked off the transplant list if they found out. Good point.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, please. If Apple ever drug tested their employees, they'd lose at least half of their staff.
I bet they would. All right. Let's get to our daily toker tune for the day. It's Roots Monday, and we're getting to the roots of grunge here. Tell us all about the tune.
All right. So we've got Eddie Vedder, the one and only Eddie Vedder, doing a cover of the Ramones' I Believe in Miracles. As many people know, Eddie was a very close friend of the band, especially Joey and Johnny. And, you know, Dee Dee really didn't have any friends because he was Dee Dee. but this is a great cut off of the We're a Happy Family album, which was basically a rock and metal tribute to everything the Ramones did. It was a really great, I recommend it to anybody. The Red Hot Chili Peppers are on there. Tom Waits is on there. Eddie Vedder is on there. John Frusciante by himself is on there. It's a really great album. Highly, highly recommend getting out there and picking it up. If you love the Ramones, you will love this album.
All right, let's check it out. This is Eddie Vedder with I Believe in Miracles. And take it easy, Bacon Dan. Thanks for everything.
No problem, buddy.
Bye.
I used to be on an endless run, believe a miracle cause I'm one. I've been blessed with the power to survive. After all these years I'm still alive. I'm out here keeping with the fan. Suddenly I'm a solitary man. Every day my time runs out. Live like a fool, that's my time to fight. Oh, I believe in miracles. On my own, I was there, my girls are too love strong.
420 Radio. Tune in, turn on, get high, Lee-educated. Get .buzz. .buzz is the internet platform that fuels community interest, excitement, and new experiences. .buzz is the premier online destination for internet users seeking the latest news on a variety of topics. .buzz appeals to groups active in blogging, communications, journalism, advertising, and marketing. .buzz offers registrants a stronger alternative to the shrinking namespace of existing top-level domain names, such as .com, .net, and .org. Get your name now at get.buzz. Hey everybody, it's Radical Russ here from 420 Radio, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome! Growing plants indoors can be a rewarding hobby, but electricity bills can go through the roof. Then you have to cool down all those big hot lights. It can drive a grower insane. With Lush LED lighting, you can solve many of these issues and double your rewards. Matt and his scientists have developed the perfect light for flowering plants with far less cost and heat. And the results? Very effective. Check out LushLEDLighting.com right now and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Yeah, talking about your grandpas and grandmas listening to the weed music. This is Benny Goodman and his orchestra with Texas Tea Party. And when they said Texas tea, they weren't talking about black gold. They're talking about green herb.
It's awesome.
So coming up tonight on 420 Radio, 8 p.m. Pacific Time, make sure you tune into our second edition. We just started this brand new show, Totally Hilarious Comedy. THC, get it?
Totally I know, hilarious. I get it every time.
Yeah, it's a joke. But anyway, on Totally Hilarious Comedy tonight, we've got stand-up comedy, we've got parody music, we've got novelty tunes, and on tonight's artist feature, we're going to be looking back to the 1950s, early 1960s, Tom Lehrer, and some of his great tunes, including one that you don't hear much, That Old Dope Peddler. We'll be playing that tune. We also have our Weird Al tune of the day, which is one of my favorite Weird Al tunes. I love it when he covers rap tunes. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
To come up with lyrics in and have them match yes. close enough, that's hard. It's also, tough. A three-pack on Spock.
Oh.
You know, Leonard Nimoy, who played the original Mr. Yes. Spock, he recently passed away.
Yes, I knew that.
He recorded albums.
Really?
He's got like three albums of stuff.
No, I love how when people, not that I'm saying I love people when people die, but I love how when artists are no longer with us,
sure.
their collection of hidden talents often surface.
Yes.
And those are jewels. And so sometimes I enjoy hidden gems.
That's what we'll have today. Some hidden gems from Leonard Nimoy, including Twinkle Twinkle Little Earth and I'd Love Making Love to You.
Oh, that's how
am I gonna well, know, now,
everybody should tune in to see what that is about.
A little emotion, a little you know, emotion for Mr. Spock.
Maybe sway it with a pianist, you know.
And Leonard Nimoy was a sensual man.
Yeah,
he's in the, maybe it's the middle of Pon Farr. You know. Also, we have our stand-up spotlight. We're going to be giving the microphone to Bill Hicks, the late Texas acerbic comic who passed away way too soon from cancer. Mm. But Bill Hicks, three stand-up routines on drugs. Wow. Not that he was on drugs. Well, he
right.
probably was. But anyway, about drugs.
Subject matter.
There you go. That's coming up tonight on Totally Hilarious Comedy. Welcome back to Toker Talk Radio. Our phone line here is 84-420 Radio. That's 844-207-2346. Toll free from anywhere in North America. You can also dial direct at 971-533-7111 or get involved in our chat room. Bacon Dan's still in the chat room. And Lisa Sublett. I want to give a shout out to her. She's with the folks out there in Bleeding for Kansas, which is one of the Kansas activist groups that's fighting for Shona Banda and other people that are dealing with medical cannabis.
Seriously, like I think it's so brave and bold to stand up and be, this is my medication. This is, you know what I mean? Stop taking away my rights. And I think that's why I moved, you know? Yeah. Isn't that why you want to move?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, you shouldn't, I mean, you shouldn't have to be somewhere where you don't feel like you can be healthy.
Or where you're treated like a criminal mm-hmm. for using a plant. Like, yeah. That's what we need to keep continually saying. Mm-hmm. It's the plant. Mm-hmm. You're telling me I cannot use a plant. So mm-hmm. then that means we cannot use trees. You know what I mean? We can't use paper. Money wouldn't exist.
It's a great way of framing. When I was out in Washington, D.C., one of the great drug reform lobbyists, his name's Howard Woolridge, and he was out there talking about how in his spiel, his little 10-second spiel, you know how you talk about getting down to 5 minutes and then 90 seconds?
Yes.
Halls of Congress, you got 12 seconds at most, right?
Crud.
So his spiel has to do with what do you feel about the right of states to regulate the uses of green plants?
Yeah.
That's his thing. He always brings it back to plants. And I think that's important because too much of this, like when the Shona Banda case happened, mm-hmm. the cops immediately referred to it as a drug house where adults were using drugs.
Yeah.
Oh, they were using drugs. No, they were using cannabis medically, and it's a plant. Yeah. And the more people recognize, I know when my mom came out from Idaho, another red conservative state, she came out from Idaho, and I gave her a tour of one of my friend's small basement medical marijuana gardens.
Right.
And when she could see it was a plant, I could just see all sorts of fear just melting away.
Right. Because it's, and I'll say it again, if you are opposed to cannabis, you are ignorant because you have not researched the information that tells you why it's so beneficial. And for such a money hungry, you know what I mean, like society, for people to say, oh, that we shouldn't legalize this for everyone to do as you fit with a plant, you know what I mean, like, is ignorant, and it's selfish, and it's
And ignorance in the age of Google is willful.
Yeah.
Like you're trying not to know. Mm-hmm. Now, Lisa out there in the chat room, she says she's collecting Kansas refugee stories. We also want to build a group where Kansas refugees can connect with each other and those of us left behind. Hit her up at Bleeding number 4 Kansas, Bleeding for Kansas on Twitter.
Lisa, I'll see you there.
And also wanted to ask you specifically, Jordan, when did you leave Kansas and how do you feel when you go back to visit family?
Well, I'm still living in Kansas right now. This was actually just kind of a flying by the seat of our pants, kind of just going for this right now, just to kind of look at the area. And by the way, I love Portland. I
What's
love
not
it.
To love?
But when I, you know, come out here and I'm seeing Jenny right here, and then I think about, you know, what it would be like to live so far away, I don't feel like it's fair that I would have to move so far away from, like, our support system and all of our family and make it so hard for me and my daughter to make a life. I mean, like, you shouldn't have to move a child, like, several states away just because what you believe in and what you believe is right and what you believe is right for your health or for anybody's health. That's not okay.
Right. And you know, I think in 1996, maybe this is an argument. Mm-hmm. In 2006, maybe there's some debate, but in coming up on 2016, there's no question that this is a medical plant, that mm-hmm. people are getting medical benefit from it. Anybody who can't see it, you know, oh, it's just anecdotal. The FDA hasn't ruled in. There's not enough studies. Just open your eyes. Look.
I mean, Jordan has a neurologic, like, migraines, like severe migraines.
My wife, same thing.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. And it's like, people don't understand, like, debilitating disorders that literally suck the quality of life from who you are. And by allowing access to a plant, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Don't you feel like you would be a better...
You can be more alert, because the only thing that does anything for my migraines, and I've gone through basically every single treatment that there is at least twice. I went over this with several doctors and neurologists. The only thing I haven't tried is letting them inject Botox into my brain, which, although that sounds great, not really my thing.
It smooths out the wrinkles and the medulla oblongata.
You know, maybe thicken my face, and that's fine. maybe.
But that's why she's, like, willing to, like, that's why she's up here visiting to see if she likes it, to see if that would be something. Because my goal is to get marijuana legalized or cannabis legalized on a federal level, you know what I mean? And she helps me in that. Like, and if you're going to pursue something, why not pursue quality of life for all and raising mm-hmm. health standards. I pulled up an article. The Surgeon General said, you talked about that article, that it has benefits, so many benefits, and we haven't even begun to research it. So why do not... Sorry, I'm like tripping over my words this morning. I get so, or this afternoon, I get so mad. You know what I mean? Because it's ignorance.
Yeah, it's frustrating ignorance. And then, so you take a look around here out in Portland, and I do have to give fair warning that visiting Portland in June is different than December. You have heard that it gets dark and rainy here.
I have heard that, but I've also heard that it, you know, still lingers around like maybe mid 30s or low 30s.
At yeah, there's no snow.
So I'm fine with that.
You're fine with that. Awesome. Rare snow. Okay. Yeah. And me, you know, I work in a windowless basement. So what difference does it make,
exactly, right?
But you came at a beautiful time in Portland, but now you'll head back to Kansas. Mm-hmm. And I mean, as a mom raising a daughter, you've got family there in Kansas. I mean, this is tough to have to do. Why look at Oregon rather than Colorado, which is a next door state?
Well, a lot of it has to do with, like, we have friends here already, you know, so we already have a support system kind of working here. And it really sucks that it has to come down to where is my support system, you know, in a legal state. And it's just ridiculous that you would have to just basically try and scrimp together whatever kind of support you can because you have to leave your family for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And I know that there are a lot of people that feel that way, and that's just not fair to have to uproot people.
Yeah.
People, I want to travel internationally with my medication and not feel at a moment's notice that somebody's going to pull me aside and throw me in prison for eleven and a half to 17 years, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that's a long time to threaten to put somebody in prison for a plant that helps them function to be a better parent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many people are bad parents? Like, on their own?
I read about too many of them. Yeah. Yeah, I read about too many of them. And really, when you get it back down to the framing of it as a plant, and you can really illustrate it, like, if cannabis is illegal, it's in essence, imagine you're walking through the forest with a friend. You're just walking through the forest and look at that plant. And you see a cannabis plant, say, hey, a cannabis plant. They say, don't use that plant.
Yeah.
Well, why not? There's a bunch of other ones here. You didn't say anything about the other. Hell, that one over there is poisonous. That one over there makes your skin itch. Yeah. That one over there, you know, tastes good. Those are fine for me to be. Well, why not that one? That one will make you feel good. Make time slow down and give you the munchies. Well, that doesn't sound so bad. Why can't I use this plant? It makes no sense. But when you get it back to referring to it as a plant, you force people to confront it cognitively that, wait a minute, yeah, who's got the right to ban a plant? It's like saying God made a mistake.
Yeah, man, the day I told my dad God made marijuana, that was so funny. Sorry, I'm not trying to step on anybody's, like, preferences, but he is so against it. Like, he doesn't think what I'm doing is, you know what I mean, like, beneficial. Hmm. And I won't apologize for finding health. Never. You shouldn't apologize for finding health.
And I don't think anybody should. I feel like that's your right to pursue your health. You're not hurting anybody else. You're literally using a natural plant. This is from the earth.
It's almost like they put it right there in that whole life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness part. You can't be happy if you're not healthy.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you brought it up earlier about we're taking away people's rights to quality. Because people with disabilities are the people that use cannabis the most. And you're saying, no, you can't?
Yeah.
Why? Because you want us to be a dollar bill?
That's ridiculous. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll have more with Jordan and Jenny Lee and Jenny Ray.
I was like, Jenny Lee? Ray. You're trying to make me Bruce Lee's daughter?
No, Jenny Lee Harrison. Never mind. No. Anyway, we're going to take a break.
Even though it's 26 and above, remember?
That's right. We're in that same demo.
Musically.
Oh, boy.
Elitist. Just like any other dishwashing, burger-flipping, public school-educated, self-employed, bar band, musician, National Guardsman, he's Radical Russ.
All right. Also, when we come back, there are 6 possible pot-related ballot measures in the state of Arizona. We'll give you the good, the bad, and the ugly coming out of Arizona. Also, Oregon. They might actually pull off having legal pot sales in Oregon
Less than a month from now, July 1st. We'll tell you how that could happen and more with Jenny Ray and Jordan when we come back.
Radio, the world's voice of marijuana legalization.
You know Herb Thrasher from the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. Now get ready for Herb Age Designs for the proud cannabis consumer. Herb Age Designs, lifestyle gear for the 420 friendly. Herb Age Designs, we've got frisbee golf discs and durable hemp gear. Herb Age Designs, we've got shot glasses, drinking glasses, coffee mugs, and beer cozies. Check us out on Facebook and online at herbagedesigns.com. And follow Herb Age and Herb Thrasher on Twitter.
NARMAL stands for Responsible Adult Cannabis Use. If cannabis use is causing problems in your life, consider taking a break or seeking medical assistance. Consider ceasing cannabis use if you have a family history of mental illness. Don't drive or operate heavy machinery while impaired by cannabis use. Cannabis use is not without risks, even though the risks may be far less than those posed by legal drugs.
At Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics. Herbie's Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of the Russ Belville Show and 420 Radio.
Times are tough nowadays, and a lot of people are hurting. But you know, there is one thing in the world that's good and pure, and that we all need just to get by. Yet some folks want to take even that away from us. I'm not a praying man, but it might be time for me to take a moment, bow my head, and send a humble request to the man in charge. Pretty please, dear President Obama, your people live in straits of dire need. In a world with so much suffering and trauma, why spend time trying to take away our weed? We're so grateful you removed us from Iraq now. A promise kept, a little ray of hope. But we wonder if you've started using crack now. Why start a war on Californians smoking dope?
Welcome back. That's Gary Stockdale with the Pot Smoker's Prayer. You're listening to Toker Talk Radio, Hour 2 of the Russ Belville Show. Hanging out with Jenny Ray and Jordan in the studio. Escapees from the state of Kansas.
Yes, and we
one of the nine remaining states that doesn't have some form of marijuana reform.
We have one of the new chat people is getting ready to leave Kansas in July and come up, and he's one of my friends.
Oh, far out.
So yeah,
is that Shane?
Shane, yes. Yeah.
Right on. And we've got Bacon Dan calling back in. Bacon Dan, what's up?
I totally forgot to tell everybody. Immediately following the show today, if you go over to TomGreen.com. I will be a guest yet again on Tom Green's Webovision.
What? On the Tom Green Show? Really?
Yeah, I think it's like my fourth or fifth time now. So they just contacted me earlier today and asked me to be one of the Skype callers. You will see me on video with the Canadian flag in the background.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's awesome. How did you get onto the Tom Green Show? Are you the designated Portlander?
Basically, they reached out to me because they saw all the similar people I was following and were following me on my Twitter account, Bacon Crispy PDX. Cheap little plug there. And they asked me if I would be interested, and I got to talk to some really cool people. I got to talk to Ed Asner my first time on the show.
Ed Asner from the Mary Tyler Moore Show back in the day. Of course, he had his own TV show as well. Veteran actor. And a longtime supporter of reform, if I understand correctly.
That's self-promotion.
Very big supporter of reform, and he loves Portland.
Oh. Well, who doesn't?
Bacon Dan, that's just self-promotion, not a shameless plug.
Okay, well, I'm glad.
Self-promotion.
Well, that's good news, man.
But yeah.
So
if you just, TomGreen.com, you'll see the live video link. It'll link you to the live feed for the YouTube page, and... Yeah, just watch along and have some actors from Sons of Anarchy.
Nice.
He pretty much does a show two or three times a week, and it's a pretty fun time.
Excellent news, man. Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Yep, so I just figured let you guys know that, and have a very happy and tempy day.
All right, we'll do our best here. Things are looking good here in the studio as well, but coming up, TomGreen.com with Bacon Dan on the show, coming up at the top of the hour, so we've got 10 minutes away from that. But as we were saying, you got two people here, escapees from the state of Kansas. We've been talking about Kansas all day. I imagine it must be a lot like when I was living in Idaho as far as trying to keep your cannabis use hidden.
Yeah, and like that's why for when I started telling my story to people, I would never tell the cannabis part because I would think people would frown upon me and, you know, consider me a criminal. And I worked for corporate America. Yay! You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so, you dick!
we still have that? Yeah, we do.
You dick!
There we go.
Yes. Oh, and I wanted to say earlier, Chris, is that an opinion he formed before or after he smoked crack?
Yeah, Chris Christie?
Yeah. Because you know what I mean? Like, you don't really have any room to talk
about
any kind of drugs. So why are you here?
Exactly. How about you, Jordan, as far as living in Kansas? And do you feel there's got to be some sense of relief of getting away?
I mean, yeah, and it's too bad because I mean, clearly there's a lot of room for improvement in Kansas, but I feel like that would be something that you could be kind of proud of, because of course we're very behind. But it's ridiculous that you feel that you have to hide what actually helps you. I mean, why shouldn't you be able to network with other people that are having the same kind of problems and be like, hey, this helped me. Maybe I, you know, and try and actually get it federalized so that people can be free to be wherever they want or wherever they've started their families or wherever they want to visit.
You know, there might be some other like places that have good beaches as well. Yeah. What if we wanted to go on a vacation to somewhere with a different type of beach? I'd like to see all of the beaches. And I'd like to smoke my pipe on all of the beaches because why not? You know what I mean? Beach, pipe, water, duh.
Hey, Oregon Coast, campfire, roasting weenies and smoking a bowl is one of the wonderful freedoms in this state. It's a beautiful thing.
And it's underappreciated in other states because, you know what I mean? Everybody's got to go on a vacation.
Yeah.
To different places.
Got to get away. Got to get away. There have been some reform in Kansas. I know Wichita has passed a decrim ordinance, and then their city is fighting it somehow.
Well, and Lawrence, where we're from, is very, like, you know what I mean? If you were to ask a majority of the people our age, like, when I posted that High Times magazine article that you did on me that just came in on the other day, there's a link on my Facebook page or on my Twitter. A lot of people... I got a lot of positive feedback, you know? So people are from, like, where we're from for it.
Well, but the thing is, that's still kind of a problem, is because, like, when you're for it and you know a network of at least a few other people, you at least feel a little better. But, like, imagine you're just moving there and you're completely new. It's so taboo to talk about that even if somebody was completely for the cannabis cause, 100%, it's really hard to approach them either way because there's just a chance that they're just kind of, you know, a relaxed, mellow person because that's their attitude. Right. And then they're going to flip out on you or, you know, and it's just that worry of who's, you know, who can you trust and why do you have to think about that of a plant that helps cure you? It just doesn't make sense.
Well, here in Oregon, we're looking at our legalization, our personal rights taking effect in less than a month. In fact, it's July 1st, which puts it at 23 days away.
We should start a countdown. Oh my goodness, like 25 days of Christmas, but it's like 23 days to legalization. Seriously.
Paper chains.
Yes, or something like that.
We'll do paper chains. We'll have the 12 days of legalization. Okay, so we could start the 12 days of legalization campaign would start next Monday.
Yes, it's going to be a thing.
If we're counting the like 12 shows between now and legalization.
I'm game. All like, right. Do you see where we're at?
I'll send that to our creative department.
Okay. Yes, we're going to get right on it. I got a memo from him.
That's right. 12 days of legalization starting Monday the 15th. Now, Tuesday the 30th, of course, as it hits 11:59 and 59 seconds, and then that clock strikes past midnight, it becomes legal. So Tuesday night, we personally are going to be on the Burnside Bridge looking up at the Portland, Oregon sign. And enjoying our rights. So join with us. It'll be fun.
be a great time.
It'd be a great picture opportunity. I'm looking to get a picture of me smoking a joint with the Portland, Oregon sign
maybe two
in the
joints.
Background. In fact, I'm going to go scout it out. That's how interested I am in this.
We'll get the exact should spot. Take pre-pictures to know that we have like good angles so there's no question. We just...
All right.
Oh, and in the before pictures, you guys can look like really sad and upset, you know? And in the after pictures...
Oh, that's a good... Yeah. You know, we're trying to get... Yeah.
Doggone it, I can't smoke pot.
I can't smoke pot.
I will, you... I'm volunteering to be a photographer.
All right, you're on. We'll get you the camera. We'll get it all photographed. But that's what we're looking forward to. So it's a Tuesday night. I'll be live tweeting it and live streaming it on my RB Live Ustream channel. And speaking of the Ustream channel, there's still this webcam that's sitting up here in the corner, and Jenny Ray has twisted my arm and said we ought to have just, if it's just sitting there just camming, like I'm not doing nothing to it.
We're entertaining, you know what I mean? Like, well, we're smoking. We can virtually smoke bowls all around the world together.
Yeah, and since, you know, as of July 1st, doing so will be legal.
Yeah.
So I believe July 1st is when the webcam will be back for the show, for the network.
Great.
And so, but it's not going to be fancy. There's going to be graphics. There'll be one static graphic that says what the hell it is.
We may hold up signs. Oh, we should get a dry erase board. You know what I mean?
There we go. I have similar ones elsewhere.
Okay. Look, you have everything.
Just as long as I don't have to do a whole bunch of work.
Oh, no. I'll do all the work.
You'll do all the work? Okay.
Definitely. All you have to do is smile.
That's just what I needed. All right. Let me get to some news out of Arizona. 6 possible pot-related ballot measures you should know about. Now, I knew there was 2 pot-related measures in Arizona. The number one is the campaign to regulate marijuana like alcohol. They're backed by the Marijuana Policy Project. They'll have retail cannabis stores. You'd be able to possess an ounce of buds, 5 grams of concentrate, and then anything between an ounce and 2.5 ounces becomes a ticketable offense, a $300 fine. And each person could grow 6 plants with a total of 12 per household. You couldn't max out and have like 5 adults in one place and grow 30 plants, right? The second campaign is the campaign to legalize regulate marijuana. This comes from Arizonans for Mindful Regulation. Similar to the other proposal, except 1 ounce limit with no distinction between concentrates or herb, just an ounce, right? So you could have an ounce of concentrate. And they drop amounts from 2.5 to 8 ounces from felony to a misdemeanor, and you could grow 12 plants per person. Those were the 2 I was aware of. I knew of those 2. There's a third one that's an Industrial Hemp Farming Act. So, okay, let's have industrial hemp. Another one is a medical marijuana dispensary fee waiver, which is make it so medical marijuana patients don't have to pay to get on their to get their card.
Right.
Okay, so that's nice. But then there's these other 2 that I'd never heard of before. One is the re-legalized marijuana one, which says a constitutional amendment to eliminate all laws related to marijuana, no government regulation of marijuana or cannabis products, release all offenders from jail or prison, clears the records of anyone ever convicted of a marijuana-related offense. And the other, re-legalize all drugs, including cocaine, heroin, LSD, marijuana, methamphetamine, and peyote. Same basic idea. It's illegal for the government to ban anyone from using any drug, and you can sue the cops personally for $1 million in damages. Now, I mean, these are some nice thoughts, but how are you going to get any funding and how are you going to get this passed?
Man.
So, you know, you got to appreciate people's zeal, I guess.
Total.
But, you know, you got to realize what's realistic and what you can afford. And constitutional amendments cost a hell of a lot of money. And you got to have 50% plus one. It can't just be that we like it.
Yeah. Everybody has to. Anybody that is using it as a patient and wants to see this legalized federally, you need to speak up. You need to get involved with people and put people in power that can make that happen for you. We are so unaware of what we can do to take control, and it's time for us to not take things at face value, grab the, you know what I mean, by the reins, and take control of equality for a majority of people, because I bet when it got federally legalized, everybody would come out of the woodwork just like, I smoke pot. Well, of course you do.
There you go. Jenny Ray and Jordan, thanks for joining us. I'm Radical Russ. That's all the time we got. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belleville Show. The Russ Belleville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.